Hello, from CNN, I'm Taylor Galgano with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, March 27th. We start with some breaking news just into CNN. Former vice presidential nominee and Senator Joe Lieberman has died, according to a statement from his family. Visit CNN.com for the latest. Investigators are trying to figure out how a cargo ship ran into a Baltimore bridge and whether it could have been prevented. Seven construction workers were on the bridge when it collapsed, according to Bronner Builders. One survived and the other six are presumed dead. The company's vice president said the survivor isn't ready to talk about what happened yet, but is, quote, very, very upset, has injuries, and is suffering from stress. Carlos Suazo Sandoval told CNN his brother is one of the missing.
Yes, we still have hope. I know time is our worst enemy.
On CNN this afternoon, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said his biggest short-term concern is the impact on port workers.
About $2 million a day in wages depend on the work that goes on in that port. And while it is not the largest container port in the U.S., it is the busiest vehicle port. And getting cargoes diverted to other ports up and down the eastern seaboard will be possible, but it will not be simple.
Buttigieg also said he has received an emergency funding request from the state of Maryland, which is the first step to making federal funds available to help with repairs. The White House confirmed that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to reschedule a delegation to discuss with U.S. officials the targeting of Hamas in Rafah. Netanyahu canceled a previously scheduled meeting over objections to the U.S. abstaining from a U.N. Security Council vote for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The meeting could take place as early as next week. Meanwhile, at least seven people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on southern Lebanon, according to Lebanese state media. Israel's military reportedly struck a military compound and eliminated, quote, a significant terrorist operative. Hezbollah condemned the strike in a statement, calling it a, quote, heinous crime. A courtroom showdown over Hunter Biden's felony tax charges today. Special counsel David Weiss charged the president's son with nine tax offenses in December. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty, and today his team tried to argue down those charges. They say he's being targeted because of his political and family affiliations. But federal prosecutors say that Hunter Biden engaged in a criminal tax evasion scheme for several years, among other charges. Notably, though, this indictment does not mention Republicans' claims that Hunter Biden and his father corruptly earned millions overseas together. That's a key part of the House GOP's impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, despite no evidence to back it up. The Anti-Defamation League says 2023 saw over 7,000 incidents of white supremacist propaganda. That includes racist, anti-Semitic, and anti-LGBTQ plus flyers, stickers, banners, graffiti, posters, and laser projections. That's a record high since the group started tracking these incidents in 2017. In its new report, the ADL noted an increase in anti-Semitic and anti-LGBTQ plus propaganda. But incidents on school campuses dropped for the fourth year. Coming up, we have the details on Beyoncé's big drop. Giddy up, Beyoncé fans! The superstar has released the track list for her new country album, which drops on Friday. The album is a companion to 2022's Renaissance, and it's called Act 2 Cowboy Carter. In addition to the song Texas Hold'em, which hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100, it includes a song called The Linda Martell Show. Martell is hailed as the first commercially successful black female country music artist. There's also a cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene and a song called Smoke Hour Willie Nelson. And that's a wrap. We'll be back at 6 a.m. Eastern with more news.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.